It's early days in Burger Heaven's B, unofficial federal election burger poll, but the NDP is off to a beefy lead. The local eatery is once again serving up an opportunity for diners to cast ballots in the B, unofficial federal election poll. Results will be released weekly starting September 6, in an effort to show which way the electorate is leaning toward supporting in the September 20 federal election. "We have been taking votes since Saturday," said manager Chris Guybe. Of course, being New West, it's heavily NDP in the lead. While the restaurant's burger poll often produce similar results to actual election results, Guybe said it can be hard to say, with federal elections as New West tends to vote NDP. "I usually go by who comes in second," he said. "That's usually a good indicator of who is going to win because New West is so heavily NDP. As of Tuesday morning, the NDP was sitting pretty with 40 votes, followed by the Liberals at 23, the Greens at 20 and the Conservatives at 18. The People's Party was trailing behind at 9 and the Bloc at 1, with B, undecided voters having cast 15 votes. In an effort to boost their numbers, candidates vying for seats in the municipal, provincial and federal election campaigns sometimes visit the local eatery during the campaign to cast votes. "I don't know if we will actually get anybody or not this year. It's hard to say," Guybe said. "In the last one we had Jagmeet Singh, he came by with Peter Julian." As in past elections, Burger Heaven is serving up burgers that come with, tongue-in-cheek, descriptions related to the various political parties. "They can cast their vote for whoever they like," Guybe said. "But we can make the burgers if they prefer to have those burgers. What's on the menu? Here's a look at what's on the political menu at Burger Heaven for this year's federal election. Asterisk the Justin Trudeau burger, Liberal Party of Canada, is a seasoned, prime grade a juicy selection that leans to the middle. It was just in the restaurant's 2019 federal election burger poll menu, and now savors the chance to stay on top of the burger board as things heat up in the proverbial political frying pan, by striving to have a majority of diners choose this burger. Cooked on the front burner, it includes Ontario medium-aged cheddar, red hot sauce, crisp lettuce, a Liberal slab of bacon, a slice of fresh tomato. The Erin O'Toole burger, Conservative Party of Canada, is a tasty, lean-to-the-right, prime-grade a beef burger that's currently sizzling on the second burner. It has a new leader and hopes to cut the mustard and be on top of the burger board by saying, "Lettuce lead." This culinary choice is cooked with relish, and includes a conservative slice of tangy Quebec-aged cheese, aromatic onion and zesty sauce. Plus, this platter form can come with mushrooms, not mushrooming expenses. Full of flavor, it can also include pickled, "We want to beat the current ruling party." The Jagmeet Singh burger, New Democratic Party, is singing the praises of a nicely done patty of lean to the left, prime grade a beef as it tries to gain ground on the rear left burner by stirring the pot with promises of affordability. It includes strong, nions, juicy tomato, tangy sauce, Scarborough orange cheddar and is served on a multi-grain bun. This burger candidate relishes the opportunity to drain some fat out of the Liberal slice of bacon and to catch up with the leading parties in the political kitchen. The Annamie Paul burger, Green Party of Canada, is grilled on the back burner and is a prime grade a patty of beef seasoned with Caribbean spices. Served with a dollop of green relish, instead of mayo, a slice of organic garden tomato and organic Ontario goat cheese, it is cooked in a controlled carbon-free area on a back burner and offers the option of a green lettuce wrap. This burger is popular with environmentally conscious customers concerned about ecological issues and their political diet. The Yves-François Blanquette, Bloc Québécois, burger is a grade a patty du bœuf that's grilled on the back center left burner and comes with crisp greens, French dressing, piquant sauce, Dijon mustard, et fromage bleu du Québec. A chip off the old Bloc, this burger juicy, is separated from the rest in the proverbial political frying pan, especially in the West. Bon appetit. The Maxime Bernier burger, People's Party of Canada. To spice things up and max a mais flavor, this prepared patty choice, PPC, of prime grade a beef is fairly new to the political scene and is grilled on the far-right burner. It comes with a conservative dollop of Bernays sauce, sharp fromage, a slice of fresh tomato and purple cabbage slaw. Follow Teresa McManus on Twitter at Teresa McManus, email tmcmanus@newwestrecord.ca.